The Ghana, the National Communications Authority, NCA, has deactivated more than 1.5 million SIMs after the March 3 deadline. Speaking at a news conference in Accra today, the Director General Parok Van Persie said more than 433,000 were not registered by their users, while the rest were inactive SIMs, that is, those that have not been in use for more than 3 months. Invalid SIMs constituted almost 1,000,145. Mr. Van Persie said active SIMs which have invalid registration have not yet been deactivated. Those in this category have the opportunity to go and register to complete the process. Here is a report by Antoinette Abba.
Mr. Parok Van Persie said the NCA is monitoring the active invalid SIMs. He however urged those in this category to go and re-register their SIMs as soon as possible. After some time, the users will be given a one-way communication that they would only be able to receive calls.
We recognize that people have in good faith made the effort to go out there and register, and for one reason or other, these registrations have been declared invalid. They have the opportunity to still go back and re-register. That process is going to continue. We're going to be reviewing that process as we go along. Once we see what progress we're making, what we would do is that we would, if that situation persists, owners of all those SIMs will be given one-way communication, which means that you will only be able to receive calls, receive text messages, but you cannot send out a call, neither can you send out a text message. At the appropriate time, we will determine when we implement that, because we've got to give this time to work.
Users who had their SIMs deactivated can go to their operators and register them if they wish to have their former numbers.
What would happen for those whose SIMs have been deactivated is that if they now deem it useful to want to have use of their service, they will go through the registration process. After that, it will go through a verification process, and only after it's been verified as being valid will they have their lines restored. So they will have a delayed activation on registrations that they make from now on, having been deactivated.
Mr. Parok Van Persie asked the operators to make the process of re-registering less cumbersome for users in order to get a more credible database.
That was a report by Antoinette Abba.